This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're here with Lin, Chuang and Sharitz. Now, lots of countries go through deindustrialization, but there is a good industrialization, so positive, and the not-so-good kind of deindustrialization, or premature. A Bank Negara article paper that came out last week suggests that Malaysia could be experiencing the latter, so an undesirable premature deindustrialization. It highlights that we have been deindustrializing since the early 2000s, and it could be happening as a result of a lack of competitiveness.
Yeah, so it's common for countries to move away from industrial activity as they develop. Because of high manufacturing productivity growth and society getting wealthier, the countries will move away from manufacturing to services. So positive deindustrialization is what happens when there is labor savings technology, implying manufacturing workers have become more productive. And we've seen this in economies such as Japan, the EU, as well as the US.
Yeah, but Bank Negara points out that Malaysia is suffering from premature deindustrialization, which is no good because it happens when there's declining manufacturing competitiveness as opposed to high productivity. Typically results in economies experiencing a faster contraction in their manufacturing output compared to the manufacturing employment gen. And economies where we've seen this happen are mostly from Latin America and Sub-Saharan Africa.
So why has this happened to Malaysia then? So this is, the Bank Negara says that this is partly explained by China coming into the World Trade Organization in 2001, which coincided with a decrease in Malaysia's manufacturing employment share. And it's also because we haven't really moved up the manufacturing supply chain, possibly due to poor coordination between industries and governments, which has led to a lack of upgrading in terms of technology. And we've also seen slow industrial upgrading in Malaysia due to a concentration of small-sized firms in the manufacturing sector. However, the process of deindustrialization has slowed down considerably, mainly because of productivity gains in the electronics and electricals subsector. So for more insight in on the deindustrialization of the manufacturing sector, we speak to Ali Salman, CEO of the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Thank you for joining us, Ali. The BNM report explains that Malaysia is showing signs of premature deindustrialization. Now, what are the long-term implications of this to the economy?
Well, good morning. As you have rightly indicated, the BNM report has been showing the trends of premature deindustrialization. But the other point we need to emphasize in the same report is the BNM is also saying that this trend may be true in last 20 years, but looking at the data, industrial data for last 10 years, seems that this trend has been sort of arrested, particularly in the E&E sector.
Ali, we also wanted to talk about how the report shows deindustrialization slowing down in some sectors, but it's too early to say if we've stopped entirely. What do you think is going to be the overall trend moving forward?
Well, I think, to be honest, it is very difficult to predict. But if we look at what's happening now in the E&E sector in particular, we see that this sector has been showing some improvement in terms of value addition because it is internationally linked, and I understand that the recent trends in also the kind of trade war would also have an impact on this discussion. But what really we need to do is to invest further in two things. So first of all, certainly a high level of skills, and secondly, how to move towards brand building. Because earlier we were talking about the manufacturing and how Malaysia has historically been part of manufacturing, but the value addition part has been rather slow, as we know that it was only 7%, which Malaysia usually has been adding in its manufacturing process, wherever the other countries have been adding a lot more thanks to brand building, innovation, and high skills investment.
Now, Ali, just a question, who will win and lose as a result of this process?
I think in the short run, as we move towards the premature deindustrialization, the workers in the manufacturing sector who are either semi-skilled or unskilled would unfortunately be losing their jobs. As we have already seen in this process, the employment ratio in the manufacturing sector goes down drastically, while the output also decreases in a less dramatic manner. I would say the winners would be actually on the other side, the high skilled workers in this sector, because thanks to productivity gains, and they will see their income rises. So there will be an offset the high degree of unemployment in the manufacturing sector. At the same time, rising income for the high-skilled workers.
So, Ali, very quickly, because we're coming up on the 8 o'clock news, how is, does this compare with deindustrialization elsewhere in the region in countries like South Korea and Taiwan, for example?
As I said earlier, these countries have well-established brands which over the years they have developed. And I think these are not as such suffering from this process, because this is a natural cycle of development. And they have moved on to the services. And if you look at, for instance, the real value in the corporate structure comes from the soft assets and not from the hard assets. And these are the examples which Malaysia needs to follow.
Thank you so much. And that was Ali Salman of IDEAS speaking to us about Malaysia's premature deindustrialization.
And of course, the report also shows that deindustrialization, that's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Deindustrialization is slowing down in some sectors, but it's also too early to say if we've stopped the process. So I don't know whether that in Malaysia there's a proposition for us to go straight to high value and the new industrial era.
Yes, so I mean, we have seen our country move from manufacturing, and now we're focusing a lot on our digital economy. There's a lot of manpower that are already focused in that. However, yeah, again, it's whether or not our labor force has been able to really fulfill its income potential when we were during that manufacturing phase.
Yeah, and I think the other interesting thing that the BNM report highlighted, which Ali picked up as well, I think before he got cut off, was that the E&E subsector has become increasingly skilled-based. So while other parts of the manufacturing sector may not have managed to move up the value chain, in a lot of respects, the E&E subsector has. So the data from a labor force survey between 2010 and 2015 indicated a shift in the E&E subsector's work composition away from your typical direct labor towards a higher skilled jobs, so like engineers and technicians who can operate machines and automated equipment, thereby increasing productivity. So we're coming up on the 8 o'clock news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.